somewhere, sooner or later, eventually, because I needed to know. You can leave the army, but the army doesn't leave you, not completely. As a means of communication, as a way of making contact, from what he knew and from what he could guess, then maybe he would think 10 or 12 consecutive weeks of personal ads might generate a small but realistic chance of success. But it worked the first time out, one day after the paper was printed. Which is why I felt lame later on. I was predictable. Rick Shoemaker was Tom O'Day's boy, probably his second in command by now. Easy enough to ignore. But I owed Shoemaker a favor, which O'Day knew about, obviously, which was why he put Shoemaker's name in his ad, and which was why I would have to answer it. Predictable. Seattle was dry when I got out of the bus, and warm, and wired, in the sense that coffee was being consumed in prodigious quantities, which made it my kind of town, and in the sense that Wi-Fi hotspots and handheld devices were everywhere, which didn't, and which made old-fashioned street-corner payphones hard to find. But there was one down.